It's background noise.
It's very fantastic.
Can we? I don't want to use the nuclear option here. Fine, yes. Okay, so we have over here, we're up to the third line on the top, Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Bayra Papa, Pir Shamahu, is the waste material in a person considered a gangalina, a contrary, a thing that ruins the completeness of the rekev. Because we said there can be no other rekev mixed into it. How about waste material of a human being? On one hand, even on the kaima b'loyachla, since a human can't last without food, chayusahu, it's part of him. Food is part of the human. It's not the integral part of the human. It's something that comes from elsewhere, and therefore is not part of the human. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, if your whole waste material is considered a gangalina, so whoever has rekev, and the Gemara is going to go through it, but we're not finished yet. By the time the Gemara is finished, it's much more difficult. By Rav Acha ben Ravika, Ayrei Mahu. How about his skin? Now, here the Rishonim have different gears, but the Rush is Gairis skin. Is the skin considered part of the human? Now, that's the biggest chiddush, and some Rishonim say they don't understand it. That is human being, or he's part of the human being. But that's the Rush's Gerson, that's the one we're learning. Zuck the Rush. Does the Rush say anything? I don't even know if the Rush says anything. Yes, he does. Pirsha. A perish of a mayaf, the waste material in his intestines. Now, Ayrei Mahu, Zuck the Rush, mistaberly. It makes sense to me. Now, over here, I have a rush that some people don't have in their girsa. It comes from the Shita Mukabetzes to explain the Shaila of Ayrei. The Miboyle Lamadama or Tar Minatira. There's a Mandiyama that says that the skin of the mace is Tar Minatira. If a person would have the skin of a mace would come off, it would not be Matame biblically. It is not the essence of the mace that's Matame B'Oyo, or Matama B'Maga B'Masa. Now, obviously, the art touches the meat, it might become Tame, but not because it's not a Keli. Hilgach ikalasvuke shemalei choshev kibasar ha-meis v'nasalei galgalin. Because it's not Matame, so you see, it's really not considered the essence of the mace. There's a machloikas. There's a mandiyama that says, or is Matame midaraisa. There's a mandiyama that says, no. So this shayla is only, behold, or is not Matame. So you see, in a certain way, it's not considered part of the mace. So how about, is it a galgalin? Dr. Rush, Venera Lee, the Avimotzi Lemifshim of the Rabbi Babachana. We could have brought in Rabbi Babachana. Why? Remember, Rabbi Babachana said that if you cut off the hair and put it in, it's a galgalin, right? Dame Dafka Gazasar, Rabbi Loy Gazas Loy, right? Now, that means why didn't he talk about the skin? Talked about hair being cut off, and the diak was if it's not cut off, not. Same way we tried to prove it before, we could have proved it now. Even though it's tar, even midrabanan, I guess R is tar, even midrabanan. What?
The hair.
The hair is tar midrabanan, right. Right. The hair would be tar even midrabanan, even though it's not cut off.
Even if it's cut off.
Right. Meaning, if it's cut off, it's not even tar midrabanan. Right? And he has a shayla, and he says that it's a galgalin. But if it's loy glass, it's loy. Oh, shloy ratza lipshut midivri amayra, avagav glaokam ratimshut midrabanan, babakonlai namasar asak. We tried it before, and we got out of it by saying Rabbi Babachana didn't get involved. He just said what he knew. But that was because he tried to prove it because it was hair to hair. But we weren't going to bring in hair to skin because it's an Amira. We don't like to prove Shilas from an Amira. We like to prove it from Bryce's. So therefore, we didn't bring it in here. But the same answer would have been given, that Rabbi Babachana didn't want to get involved in skin. He doesn't know. He just said in the case of hair, because that he knew for sure is a galgalim. It wouldn't have proved it for Maitza.
Rabbi Barbakana himself would have said that skin is definitely...
I can't hear you.
Rabbi Bar Bachan himself would say that the skin is definitely part of the mace and it's not Gazan.
How do you know?
Because the hair is only just cut off, and here it's less coming through the skin.
Again, Rabbi Bar Bachan, which he answered before, said that if the hair is cut off, it's Galgalim. If it's not cut off, he doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
That's what the Gemara answered. Dr. Gemara weiter. Boy Rav Acha, Boy Rav Huna Bar Menayach.
One skin, any part of the body that's not, like the heart is necessary. I'm not a doctor, but I think the heart is necessary to survive.
Doctor, can I trouble you? I forgot to give this to you. In case Rabbi Berger comes in. I'm sorry.
Any part of the body that's not... is not...
No. Skin is definitely necessary to live. A person doesn't have skin, he dies. Fact. So that's not the shaila here. The shaila here is, since we see that if a person's skin is off his body, it's not metame, meaning... if the mace died and for some reason the skin came off, it would not be tamei, according to Oman the Amar biblically. That means tamei biblically, according to Oman the Amar. That means it's really not the essence of the mace, because the essence of the mace is matame. So even though it's necessary to live, so is food. But it's closer than food because it's attached to the body. But lamaisa, it's not viewed as the essence of the mace. That's the shayla again. Other rishonim changed the girsa. Because they can't understand the Havamina, that skin is not the mace. The Rush has it, and he tries to explain it by saying that skin is not Matame. Others change it. Others change the Girsa. I wonder if Tysus brings the change in Girsa or not. No, he doesn't. Doesn't talk about it. Again, there are others. I know there are other Rishayim. I think Tysus are made of parrots or something that changes the Girsa. But we have it, and we learn Rush, and the Rush is Gairus Airai. It's a very difficult Shiloh. The Rush himself says it's only according to one man, the Amar, who holds Iris not Matame. According to the man, the one says Iris Matame, it is the mace. Yes, Doctor.
I mean, I can see a step to saying that skin is separate from the mace, it's just an extension. I can see the Havamina. It's an extension of the idea that the hide of a sacrificial animal has different halachas from the meat.
Well, that's the halacha here by Airai. The skin of a person has different halachas than
the... That's exactly my point.
But that's the Rush's point. I'm not masking. I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying the Rishayim have a problem with the light.
I can understand it for
him. Right. Boy Rav Huna Bar Menayach, Kichai V'Niyai Mai. How about his saliva and his mucus? Is that a galgalin? Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Acha L'Rapapa, the obvious question. If you're going to tell me that all these things ruin Rekav, so Rekav the Matame Hechem Shkakas Lo, you'll never have a case of Rekav. Which person doesn't have skin, doesn't have kichai v'niyai, doesn't have any waste material, doesn't have any hair? Like, exactly what are you doing here? It's beautiful shilas, but you just eliminated Rekav. So the Gemara, yes, we'll find the person. The Ashkim made the column. Now, made the column, I'm going to get to in a second exactly what it is, but it cleans out the body. There's no waste material in the body, nor mucus or saliva. This is a cleaning agent in the body that cleans out all foreign particles in the body, which includes mucus, saliva, and waste. And Sakyanasha smeared him. He was smeared with a cream that is a depilatory, so there's no hair. And soak him in Meitveria. And then he was cooked in Meitveria. The body was cooked. And therefore, the skin fell off. So now we have a body skinless, hairless, wasteless, mucusless, fiberless. That would be the case of Rekav. Now, why Meitveria? Why not cooked anywhere else? So I don't know if the rest says, somebody else says, that might affect the Rekav of the mace, that it wouldn't be Rekav. Only Meitveria has this ability. I don't know why, but that's what they want to say. Let's do the Rush. The Ashkim made the column. Now, what is made the column? Aminim b'mesechta Shabbos perik ches ratzim. In the Sechta Shabbos it says, trei talosa, two trees, Ikibah Marava that there's Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael. The Nafik Eina Demayim Ibinayu. There's a spring of water in between them. Kasek Kama Marapi. You drink one cup of water, it'll loosen your bowels. Idach Mishalso. The second one will make you have diarrhea. The Idach Yehesha Denial of Nafik. The third one will come out clear. Everything has been removed from the body. B'shkeyu Mimenu Gimu Pamim. U'bzeh Hevir HaPeresh U'tich HaVeniyai. This removes all foreign particles of the body. This obviously he must have drank it when he was alive. And it removed every foreign particle and then he died. Understandably so. But that's besides the point. He died. And then they smeared him with this cream before he died also. Satya Nasha Sam Shamabir Asar, it's a depilatory. Bishoki Nami Bimetra Yulahabir Ay right. Right. Yes, doctor.
The other is, yes, that's one of the things I was going to say. You have to give the purgative to the person while they're still alive. You do not have to use the depilatory.
No, I understand that, but I understand. Anyway, that would be the case of Rekha, if you want to take care of every one of these shilas. But we're not sure. Because remember, this is halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai, and obviously it did not come clearly defined. Because I were trying to figure out the parameters of that halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai.
I would point out that it is obviously totally, completely contraindicated by Stam Halacha to do any of these maneuvers.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we don't cook mason usually, I'm asking.
Well, that's the next one. Someone who's a Kasifa.
I read the Gemara. I'm asking that it's very unusual. Yes.
Which question will this be on the?
I have no idea. I didn't write it yet. Again, we went through this already. You used to give it on Sunday, went back to Friday, now it's on Thursday, and by the time it's a few weeks now, I have to write it on Sunday before, you know what I mean? So everybody can sit there while I teach the Gemara and fill in the answers.
you have now mastered the art of taking tests.
Is there a benefit otherwise of drinking this water?
The Gemara talks about it in Masechet Shabbat that it's refuah to some to refuah to some illnesses. That's what the Gemara talks about it, but the Gemara also talks that it has negative effects. It talks about whether it's Masaris or not. Isn't that the Gemara there? That it might make a person sterile. The Gemara talks about it. What?
Rabbi Chabar and Bayichin.
What
about? That
made
the
color. Can't hear you. Right.
He would have Yerokan and have done the Aveda. The Aveda causes Yerokan. Maybe he did the refuah of Metakalim, but he was in the Sarit. That's the Rogan Shabbat says, that's what he said to Yosef. Yerokan, Apollo, Philadelphia, you without grief. You're not Yerokan.
I'm not sure I understand it.
He said,
the Ophanakalo Philadelphia,
I thought you had done the Aveda with
Yerokan.
He said, then you would maybe
he
took Yerokan. Maybe you got Yerokan, but you took the Metakalim.
It makes makes a person sterile according to the Gemara and Shabbat. Yes.
An explanation except the medical theory, the way medicine is understood, is Hippocratic from the Mediterranean Rim, as opposed to Aesculapian. The Hippocratic idea that all illness is caused by an imbalance of bodily fluids and humors, and so one of the things that was often used. Cure with laxatives and purgatives.
I am. Okay. I am. That's my right term. I'm Rabbiya. Naktina mesha tachna eloi rekav. A mace that is ground up and then decomposes. There's no rekav. I'm sorry, I take that back. It's ground up and it hasn't decomposed yet. That's what I think. Right. Zach Nirash. Meisha Tachna Ein Lerekev. The other recovering community, but Loi Aver Tchina. It didn't decompose yet. They ground up a mace into dust. But that's not corpse dust. That's dust created by grinding, not by decomposition. And rekav has to be through decomposition. What if he ground it up and then it decomposed? So the dust that was caused by the grinding then became corpse dust by decomposing. We needed the decomposition of the three sinews, flesh, and bones. What do we need the mace to decompose as he exists, not as he's ground into dust? The leka teku. No Rashi. So again, this is just giving you a case. We're trying to set parameters for halacha l'maitre mitzinai that obviously did not come with clear parameters. So the Gemara is exploring all kinds of cases to find out if there's tumas rekav. As I've mentioned multiple times, the Gemara sets boundaries on the outlying cases. Regular people don't grind their mace into dust and have this shaila. Regular people don't have the mace decomposing in front of them that there should be rekav. Regular people don't remove a depilatory and boil them in matraria. These things don't happen but in order to set guidelines, we pick the far out cases to be able to define the halacha. And over here, there's a lack of clarity in the definition of the halacha. Therefore, Chazal have all these shilas and don't come up with answers. There's no proofs to this. Yes.
Unless I'm hallucinating, I thought an admixture of sinew and bone made the rot non-tummy.
So you need all three. That's what we said yesterday. I can't hear you.
You have to say Jewish people. Claim what they do today is like.
Oh, that guy, I don't know. Yeah, they burned the mace, right? They burned the mace. No, then they cremate them. Okay, I'm not interested. Bye. Cremation's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. It ruins the... cremation's a terrible thing. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
It's not
Matami. I don't think the ashes are Matami, no. Gone.
It's not natural process.
Ashes and Matami?
My mother tonight.
Okay, thank you.
They say it has to naturally decompose.
This is Rekav. He's saying this is my ashes. I don't know all this, so I will not even comment. Kani Ulu Bar Chanina. Meis Shechoser Ein Loi Rekav. A mace that's missing a piece, there's no Rekav. Now, how does that fit with the Gemara before? The Gemara before talked about grinding it up. And the answer is it wasn't missing anything. It was just ground up. Here, it's missing a piece. So the mace decomposed, and it was missing a piece. Now, before we had the akev, the heel decomposing with the limb next to it. But again, that wasn't missing a piece. It was only part of a whole mace that decomposed. Here, we're talking about the mace is missing a piece. So the mace is missing a piece. There's no halacha l'maitre mitzinai, rekav is not set. Again, defining the boundaries of that halacha l'maitre mitzinai. V'loy tfusa, v'loy shchinas kvaras. And now we're entering into a new discussion. And that is two other halachas that apply to a body of a mace. That are halacha l'maitre mitzinai. They're not logic, even though one of them is going to sound logical. But the rest says it's halacha l'maitre mitzinai. And that is, there's a halacha that when one moves a body of a mace, they have to move three tefachim of dirt around it. That comes along with the mace. That is called tfusa. Around the mace, they have to take three tefachim of virgin ground, meaning ground that hasn't been dug up. Around the mace, they have to take three tefachim of that dirt with the mace. Whenever they move a mace, they have to take three tefachim along. Zucht Ula, Bachinina, he brings a brisa, that halacha is only on a complete body, not on a body that's missing a piece. Body that's missing a piece, I assume when it's buried, because when it decomposes, I don't know if there's halacha of two sons of decomposed mice, maybe not. I don't know, I have very limited knowledge of this. So if it's missing a piece, there's no tfusa. That halacha l'maisha mitzinai. It's not logical. It's not because mace went in. It's a halacha l'maisha mitzinai. Three tachim. A tefach is anywhere between 3 and 4 inches. Have to be taken along with the mace. The third halacha is shchunas kvaras, which is a halacha that says that if one finds three bodies, he's in a field, and he finds three bodies within 4 to 20 amas apart, it's considered a shchunas kvaras, an area of graves, and he has to dig 20 amas in every direction to make sure that there's no more graves. It's incumbent on him now to dig up the ground 20 amas in each direction to make sure that he has not stumbled on an old cemetery. It's halacha l'maisha mitzinai. It's not because logic says if there are three, there are more. Because if that were the case, then missing a limb wouldn't make a difference. And the Gemara is saying here that this halacha l'maisha mitzinai called shchunas kvaras that requires the guy to dig up 20 amas around the three graves. That's only three graves. He finds two, there's no shchunas kvaras. He finds one, there for sure is no shchunas kvaras. It's only if he finds three from 4 to 20 amas apart. That means they're either four. That's what the Rosh says. Al Dalet Al Chaf. So Mamela, see, I know it's kind of like Gemara elsewhere, but the Rosh says Dalet Al Chaf, so I'm translating like the Rosh. Here, the Rosh says Dalet Al Chaf. I can't help it.
I did, yeah. Then he checks
20. No, he changes it. It's interesting. The Masifta said Chav, and he changes it from Dal to Ches.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah said.
I know, but it's interesting because the print in the Masifta in the Masifta Gemara had Chav, unless I couldn't read it, but I thought I did. We'll find out what the other prints have. But Dal to Ches, 4 to 8. Then he's only Halach. But Halach LeMeish Mishinai. And if the Mace is missing a limb, there's no Halach LeMeish Mishinai. Yes.
There are at least three different. Someone who is an amputee and survived, someone who was born without a limb, and someone who had a terminal event, which involved a limb being cut off. Did you see any?
No, I did not. It's an interesting point. The only one that would be different is the one that might have been born that way might be considered a complete mace, because he's not missing anything he had. But I didn't see anybody discuss it here. We did discuss it by a parent, when a father is missing a limb, a mother is missing a limb, they can't be metame. There it says only limbs that were there b'shas misa, before misa. But I'm sorry, only there limbs that were there at time of death, not the limbs that are missing from beforehand. So there it was discussed. Here I did not see it discussed. Yes?
I understand what I said. And then the
that's two other halachas.
Two other halachas. What does that mean, the
lotfusa? He doesn't have that halacha of tfusa. And he doesn't have that halacha of shchunas kvaras.
I see. That person was missing a limb.
He doesn't have these three halachas.
And you said that you have to have three
tfachim
of dirt?
Tfusa means when one moves the body of a mace, there's a halacha l'maish mitzinai, that they have to move the dirt three tfachim around it.
You said three or four inches, that's what I didn't understand.
The rest says three fingers, which is 3 inches. 3 inches in each direction. My mistake, I take it back. Has to be a complete body. That's why I think it's not a logic. Because in logic, it should make no difference. These are all halacha l'maisha mitzinai. Zok derash. Vaytvusa l'kama b'perek basra mefarishla. In the last parak of Nazir, it explains this. That mefana meis mikivrei. Somebody who moves a mace from his grave, tzarech litul tzilusasa ima, he has to take the tzusa. Gimel etzbaas, my mistake, three fingers, mikarka psula sabav hamace, from virgin ground, which means undug ground around the mace. Lo shchunas kvaras, lakam aperek basim mefarish, matzu gimel mesim, m'yesh ben zeh l'zeh, midalat amas, v'ad. What does it say after you, v'ad? The people that don't have the mesifta, the
open bracket.
What?
Have
you have chav?
Yeah,
I have ches only. Harizesh chunas kvaras ubaidik mimenu la what? Interesting. By me, I only have ches in brackets, and in the Masifta Gemara, it only says chas.
Okay.
It says chas. That's where I got it. That's where I was wrong. So I prepared the Masifta Gemara, but this one says ches. And as Rabbi Schutz points out, that's what the Mishnah says. So therefore, it's difficult the other years. Who binding me menu along chof amma. He has to go for 20 amas in each direction. He has shlochos shema hayisham beis akvaris. The month of beis mason shleimim the echad chaser. He found two whole mason and one missing piece. Ein zeshchunus kvaris vein tzarich lubdayk. The yira Dr. Rush. What's the logic behind it, Dr. Rush? It seems to me shukal elu advar malach lamaisim mitzinayim. Logically, makes no sense. Dr. Rush, my answer to your questions. What's the logic? Is it's not logic. End of story. Something in my writer. That's what Ula Bachinina learned in the Braitza. Meitzvei. Right. Im Amrit b'meitz, yeshloi roiv v'roiva imolei tarvid rekav. Okay, now, this is in the middle of a Mishnah, Masechtas Idias. There's an argument over there by a busser. Abram and Achai is Matame, like a mace. And Abram and Achai, right, we had Shiesh on the bus of Karoi, it's an Abram and Achai, a limb of a living person, is Matame Ba'ayo, it's Matame, like an Abram and a mace. How about if a piece of flesh comes off the Abram and Achai? Is it Matame, or is it not Matame? That's what the discussion is in Masechtas Idias. It was an Abram and Achai, and then a busser was pirish from Abram and Achai. So a busser and Achai is not Metame. Busser Abram and Achai is Metame. How about busser from Abram and Achai? That's the discussion in Masechtas Idias. So someone, what did Amandi Amram want to say? What did Amandi Amram want to say? Like that it's Metame, like buster that comes from an Abram and Ames. Just like buster that comes off an Abram and Ames is Matame. That's a fact. Buster that comes from an Abram and Achai is also Matame. That's what one Mandiyamah says. And the other Mandiyamah answers him, no, don't compare an Abram and Achai to a mace, because mace has many halachas that don't apply to an Abram and Achai. And therefore you can't compare the two. And it lists the whole halachas that Meis has differently than Chai. Right. This, we're entering a Mishnah in the middle of the discussion. The discussion there was one Mandiyamah that wanted to compare flesh that comes off an Abram and Achai to flesh that comes off an Abram and Ames.
Does that do with Rekav?
Nothing. At this point, nothing to do with Rekav. Regular case. Guy had an Abram and Achai, and a piece of buster came off. That's for Rekav. We're not Rekav. We're flesh here. It's here. It didn't decompose. This is not decomposed. This has nothing to do with Rekav.
Our Mishnah says that you have to have buster to generate.
Again, Abram and Achai needs all that. Now, it had all that. Now a piece of buster came off that Abram and Achai.
Is it still attachable?
No, it's off.
No, I mean, it's still, would it regenerate?
Doesn't make a difference. The Abram and Achai was Tameh already.
Well, what
Tameh? It was an Abram and Achai.
Okay.
I feel...
When is Abram and Achai now?
If it doesn't have buster on it when it came off. Enough buster to regenerate. This Abram and Achai had all the trappings of Abram and Achai. Now, a piece of buster came off, of Zaya's buster of the Abram and Achai came off. One Monday Yama says, Zaya's buster from Abram and Ames is Matame, Zaya's buster from Abram and Achai is Matame. That's what one Monday Yama says. And the other Monday Yama says, do not compare Achai to Ames. Because Mace has many parts that aren't Negei Achai. And it lists them. And now we're going to read the list. Right. Imam ibn Mace, yeshle Raiv. Mace has halacha of Raiv, which means that Roiv, Minyan, or Binyan is Metame of a mace. There's no such halacha of Roiv Eber by a Chag. Number one, Roiva. If you have a Roiva Hakav of bones, even if it's not Roiv Minyan and not Roiv Binyan, it's Metame. That's the second halacha that Eber and a Chag doesn't have. I'm only tired with Rekav. Mace has a log of decomposition. Eber and Achai does not. Timer Bechai, Shein Loi Raiv, but Loi Raiva, but Loi Mori tired with Rekav. Now, that's the bright, that's the Mishnah Masechtas Idias. Don't compare Mace to Chai, Chai to Mace, because Mace has different things that Chai doesn't have. Now, the case of Eber and Achai, right, is being compared to mace. If mace decomposes just one aver, would it have rekev? No. So the question becomes, it's not really a difference. You're saying Averman, mace is different because there's rekev. Not in the same case as Averman Achai. There wouldn't be rekev by Averman Mace either. It has to be a whole mace. So you're differentiating and using an example that's not true. The analogous case to Abram and Achai would be Abram and Ames. And an Abram and Ames does not have Rekav either. So what is the Mishnah saying that Mace and Chai are different because of Rekav? According to Ula, that says if a mace is missing a piece, there's no rekev. Without Ula, I would say, an Abram and a mace has rekev. But Ula told us you need a whole body here. So the analogy, the difference is from two analogous cases. There's no difference in the analogous cases. Frech de Gemara, Echidami. The Irkam Chatkei Aver. By Abram and Achai, it's one Aver decomposed. The Kwasa Gabi Meis, that's a Lechad Aver Ika Rekav. I, Ula, said not. So it's fair and Ula. Zakta Gemara, you're making a mistake. We're not trying to compare analogous cases. We're trying to show you that Mace has many halachas that Abram and Achai don't have. Not the exact case, but don't compare Abram and Achai with Mace, because Mace has extra halachas. You're right, and Abram and Mace also wouldn't have Rekav. But Mace has Rekav, and Abram and Achai never has Rekav. Hamik Tani HaMace, HaKamash Malan, Sum Mace Yeshle Rekav, Sum Chai Yeshle Rekav. And the truth is, the Gemara could have put it from Rav. Abram and Mace doesn't have the Loch of Rav either. Abram and Mace doesn't have the Loch of Rav either. So it means Mace has those Alochas, not that the very analogous case has the Alochas. Therefore, you can't learn Abram and Achai from Mace. The Gemara never meant, the Mishnah never meant to compare exact cases. Dr. Rush. Right, Imam Red B'Mace. Mesechtas Idias Tali Lo. This is a Mesechtas Idias. Upligi B'Gzayas Basar Aparish Abram and Achai. And they argue by Gzayas Basar that separates Abram and Achai Metame. A bottle of Amdeinus and Metame. We want to compare it to flesh that goes from an Abram and Ames. Well, Masiv, and he slugs it up, like, Imam and Bemes, yes, they rave, so rave, binyan, rave, binyan, and metam, abayo. Rave, binyan, and minyan, metam, abayo. Bechain, rave, kabat, savas, is metam, abayo. Mali, time, bedrekev, is metam, abayo. Masenka, bechai. Now, hechi, dummy. The Eloi, rekev, lechai. The Erkev, chadever, right? The case is one aver, decomposed. The classic Gabi Mace after the Hirkam Chad Aver is Le Rekav. Sounds like Mace, one Aver has Rekav. Mishani Miktoni Ha Mace, or Kamashma, Sum Mace, Yesh Le Rekav. So it costs him a matter, Yesh Le Rekav. Mace has a Shaychus to Rekav. Abu Sum Chai, Ein Loi Rekav. Again, we thought the case was comparison between one Aver and one Aver. That's not the answer. The answer is Chai and Mace are different. Many halachas apply to mace that don't apply to chai. Not to an Abram and a mace, but to mace. And therefore, I don't have to look at the Abram and a mace. I look at mace in totality as halacha of rekav. Chai never has halacha of rekav. So don't compare the two.
That really makes sense. You can't compare a chai of
Again, but there's no analog of Rekav. It's a fact. What?
How could there be
Rekav? Again, before a doctor gives you a case where there's Rekav and Achai, where he has, and now in his medical thing, that's not my point. My point is, you're trying to learn out how Rekav and Achai to Mace, and the Gemara's Mishnah's answer is, you can't compare two things that have one has many more halakas than the other. That's all. I don't care whether the Mitzias is possible or not possible. The bottom line is, you can't have Roiv Minyan in a Neiver Menachai either. And you can't have Roiv Binyan in a Neiver Menachai either. Terence is that there's no halakas that apply. These don't apply. Yes. Yes, that's right.
I mean, this whole thing, I've gone through why this building was summed up by the wisest of all men, doing better alive dog than dead king. In diabetics, you can have cut off of a circulation to a toe, which will then mummify, and you do not cut it off, because whittling on someone with bad circulation makes things worse. It just falls off. Now, usually it dries out.
Okay, I knew the doctor would come up with a medical kit, but that's not the point.
No, it could. I mean, they were not going to be talking about it if it did not exist.
Don't think about it. Bye, Rabbi.
And also, there's gangrene. But
Rabbi Cohen, are you able to handle this conversation about gangrene and decomposition? And
gangrene.
What?
No, it was the word you used yesterday.
Okay. Time to get my advice. Bye, Rabbi. Here Kim Kishukai, the Chazir Amez. What happens if a guy decomposed, partially, obviously, when he was alive, and then he died? Is that Rekev Metame? It's Rekev from a maze, from a whole maze. The body's here. A limb has records, but the record was there before he died. Gangrene. Is it metame? Now, king miri record the erkim shumes? Is that local emotion metzinai only on a decomposition that happens posthumously? I do not ask to me a mace. He's dead now. That's the shiloh. Touch him out. I'm going to try to prove it again. Look, imamrib a mace. The same Mishnah we brought before. When it tries to compare an Abram and a Chai to an Abram and a Mace, and it says, no, these things have those halakas. And Rebbe Chai doesn't. Mashma, that if you have one limb decomposed, time of Mishum Chai, a Mace, Yeshle Rekav. If that limb that by Abram and a Chai decomposes is not Matame, if that same limb decomposed and then died, then was part of a dead person, it would have Rekav. Because we're saying the Abram and Ameis that's attached has Rekav. The Abram and Achai that's detached does not have Rekav. Mashma that it had the Rekav prior to death. And for the Gemara again, Mikhtani Hameis, Kamashma, the Shum Meis, Yeshle Rekav, Shum Chayek, the Rekav. We're not contrasting case to case. We're contrasting the fact that Meis has these extra halachas. Rashi, time of Shum Chayek, Meis, Yeshle Rekav, Filo, Isa, Abram, Shirk, and Bechayek. Even the limb that decomposed while he was alive, metame b'maisai. Sum meis yeshle rekav shirke wavre maisai. If he decomposes after death, sum chay eile rekav demirke b'chayav afil hakav maisai tor. It could be that not true. A living person that decomposes, even if he dies, that decomposition is not metame. Because it was there when he was alive, and only decomposition that happens posthumously. Okay. This, I believe, if I remember correctly, is the end of the sugya of Rekav. I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohen. What can I do with you? It's a Gemara I have to learn. Tyre Hebrew Madani Zarach.
Talking about it's a lot better
than
smelling it.
Leiter. Tashma. Bayi Rabba. Nu Shaila. Nemala Shechasra Mahu. Okay. The halacha is the way the Rosh learns. That, let me get, there's shrotzim in the Torah. Uncontrary to what many people think, a regular bug is not matami when it's dead. It's not a sheretz. For this halacha. We call them shratzim, but they're not shratzim for what we want. The Torah said there are eight shratzim. Has eight shratzim, that when they're dead, they're metame. And the sheer of tuma of a sheretz, the amount of sheretz you have to touch in order to become tame, is adasha, the size of a lentil. The size of a lentil. That's the sheer that you have to touch. Now, you have some creatures that are less than a lentil. At least, it's not so simple, that's the problem. I'm trying to figure out how to maneuver this one. But, that they're complete creatures. Again, I know. Doctor, you got to give me a chance. I know what I'm getting into, so I'm trying to maneuver myself not to get involved in something I'd rather not get involved in. Okay. So even though it's less than the Adasha, this is a problem. Even though it's less than the Shir Adasha, it can be Matami because it's complete. The question becomes, if it... feet are cut off. Is now why are they matame if they're less than a shear? Because they're called a beria. A complete living thing has halachas even though it's not a shear. For instance, if somebody eats a bug, usually you would need a gzayas to be chayav. Every you eat chazir gzayas. You eat chametz and pesach gzayas. Eat a bug. Exias. But if it's a complete bug, if it's a beria, one is chayiv less than exias. That's the halacha. A complete living thing, for our practical purposes now, living thing, is considered usher, is a chayiv, even if it's less than the shear. Our question really boils down. If this complete living thing is missing a piece, but not a piece that makes it impossible to live, Does it lose its name, beria? A beria that is missing a piece is not a beria. But a beria, that's maybe only if it's missing a piece that would have made it impossible to live. How about if it's missing its legs? It can live without legs. Would that still be considered a beria or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. By Rava. Nemala shechaser mahu, shiura gemira lam bechaser. It's not a shear, not a gzayas. A beria gemira la, or is it still a beria? That's the question.
It's touching the only.
Goika, and it's still a beria because it can still live. Yes.
It's only touching it,
Tommy,
or
the Sabbath, Tommy. Nothing to it. No, share Sabbath, Tommy. No. Only thing that's matame bayo is a mace and a mitzayra. And mitzayra not always.
We do know what these eight shrubs are.
Yes. Yes.
And some of them are the type of that smaller.
Pretty much, yeah.
So it's not an ant. I think we're talking about the
mitzayra,
not the
shmudish. This is a problem. I would also say, like you were talking about eating, and that's how Tyson's learned, that the whole child is eating. Nothing to do with Tumma, but let's read the Ruts, and that's what makes us go. That's why I was trying to avoid. By Rabbi, Namala Shachasimau, I mean, the Pay Hela Alaikin, Haichu Namala Koshu, a small ant, Abbishemba Gzayas, is Chayev. The Chain the Inyan Tummanami. And the same thing is true for Tumma, that if you have a whole Sheretz, I assume not an ant, because an ant is not one of the eight Trutzim. The same thing is true that if it's whole, even though it's not the shear, it's matame. Umeboyle, im nixazu raglea, shadai yichel lechayas, ishem ber yalaf. Mi amina shura gemiri, ber yishlei my medas adai mamakim shir kadasha. A complete beria is like an adasha minasheretz, even though it's less than an adasha, it's matame. If you have a little less than adash, it's not metame asheretz. So if it's not a kberia, it's missing its legs, it's not metame. So the Rush learns that we're bringing the mullah as an example. The mullah is not metame, not one of the eight trusses. But just like by the mullah, the Gemara says there's a concept of barrier. By shrutzim, there's also a concept of barrier. And the question becomes, if the kadash is missing a little bit, it's not a shear. If the barrier is missing a little bit, and it still can live, is it a barrier or not?
They have the insurance to tell me.
If it's kadash. But if it's a little less than a kadash, it's not metame. A barrier is metame, even if it's less than a kadash. I know what you're going to ask me. That's my problem this Gemara. Yes. And really, the Gemara, okay, we'll have to see the Gemara. We'll leave it for tomorrow. Everybody should have just a wonderful, great day.